go too far down in the depths of the container, do you?
You could call it a mushroom-led recovery for this group of supported workers in Castlemaine in central Victoria. Inside this climate-controlled 40-foot shipping container, they're growing organic oyster mushrooms for local cafes and restaurants. Hello, I'm Larissa Romansky. It's a new business venture for the Windowering organisation, which supports people with disabilities. Last year, they had to close their photocopying business, leaving some of their clients without meaningful work to do. For Pathways manager Mark Castle, the mushroom business ticks all the right boxes.
So with the mushroom business, we're finding that they can be engaged in all aspects, the customer-focused component, the growing, the harvesting. It's got a much more direct impact for them.
Team leader Mandy Fennessy agrees. She's been working at Windowering for the past 15 years.
It seems to be going really well. We go to the container every morning when we all arrive and we inspect how they're going and we pick them if we need to and then we put them into a tray. So we bring them back here and we weigh them and then we work out where we're going to go for the day and look at what customers that we're going to supply to. So we might have supplied to one on Friday, so we realise they don't need them, so on the Monday we'll find someone else.
Daisy Harrison is one of the staff who previously worked in the photocopy centre. While she admits it's very different work, she likes her new job.
It's interesting to see all the community, everyone around in the community, and meeting owners and...
The idea for the urban mushroom farm came about after Windowering CEO Chris O'Connor watched an episode of Landline. It featured Western Australian mushroom company Lifecycle growing mushrooms from ground coffee waste. The company founders were staggered that only 1% of the ground coffee beans that are used to make a cup of coffee actually go into the final product. The rest usually winds up in landfill. In Melbourne alone, there is about 5,000 tonnes of coffee waste produced each week. Mark Castle said they are attracted to the project not only for its sustainability, but also the relative simplicity.
The oyster mushrooms are really forgiving in the growing process, so they grow so quickly. They grow within 7 to 10 days.
Whilst at the moment Windowering buy a pre-packaged product from Lifecycle, which consists of a bag full of coffee grounds packed with mycelium, in the future they hope to expand the business.
We hope to collect coffee grounds from local cafes and will you then utilise that for as a growing medium?
Mandy Fennessy says the supported staff are enjoying the work and learning valuable new skills along the way as they grow, pick, clean and sell the oyster mushrooms to local businesses.
There's always mathematics in everything that you do. So in the weighing of the mushrooms, they have to work out how many grams there are or how many kilos. So what we do, we come back here and they've got a little chart that they look at and they can refer to. We write down all the amounts and they get their calculators out on through their phones, the only time they're allowed to use their phone, mobile phones, and they use the calculator on the phone so that they can add up and work out how much produce we've got for that day.
At present, the Windowering facility is supplying about 10 customers with 1 or 2 kilograms of mushrooms a week. There's a lot of room for growth for the business. As Mark Castle says, they can produce up to 100 kilograms a week when in full production.
Obviously, there's a capacity we will reach, but we see the opportunities in Bendigo and Kyneton and all of those surrounding towns. We've got lots of cafes, lots of restaurants. So the opportunities are endless for us, really. But at the end of the day, it's about having engaging employment and a successful business that's going to sustain itself. So there's no point having a great business without providing engaging work opportunities for the guys that are involved in the business.
And while the mushrooms are easy to grow and a good way to deal with coffee waste, they also taste good, according to Daisy Harrison.
On the weekend, I had the oyster mushrooms with spring onion and onion, and they were lovely to have.